My name is Hitchard Screening. This is Planet Earth, the United Kingdom, Minehead, West Somerset, and the year is
1993. 76% of
the UK's paranormal activity takes place here in the West Country.
That's roughly the area between Land's End and Lee Delamere services. Since we met at West Somerset Secondary Modern, Murray Black and I have dedicated our lives to investigating all aspects of the unexplained.
Also on board are Linda Fortune.
I'm the only girl of the group. They've also recruited my younger brother, Pete.
I wanted to enlist sooner, but my sister Linda said I had to concentrate on my GCSEs.
We are a team of preternatural investigators that fancifully call ourselves
the Paranormalists. One day, we will find the truth. Thank you for the lift, Mr. Blaze. Forrest. Blaze.
No problemo, Screeno.
Yeah, before I came out here, I did quite a lot of research on the Bigfoot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you know that Kevin Peter Hall, who played the creature in Bigfoot and the Hendersons, was actually 7'10"?
I probably would have recommended you start with Bernard Heuvelmans.
Do you know he died of AIDS?
What? Bernard Heuvelmans, eminent zoologist and explorer?
No. Kevin Peter Hall played the Predator as well. Now there is a well-mega film.
You're the one ugly mother.
Yes, Predator, that's a good movie. But did you find out anything else? Anything relevant?
Well, from what I gather, it's all a load of shizer, isn't it? I mean, nobody's actually captured a Bigfoot.
Sasquatch.
Bless you. Clearly people are imagining this shit. I mean, you know, they see a strangely shaped tree out of the corner of one eye. Next thing you know, boom, they've seen a monster.
Ah, the International Monster Template Theory.
What? International Monster Hot Plate?
Template. Carl Jung wrote about it.
What, the dude from Predator?
No, you mean Carl Weathers, or Carlos Horcasistas, the hairstylist. Carl Jung hypothesized that people are indeed making these things up, sea monsters, fairies, big cats, Bigfoot, etc., but not on purpose.
Keep going.
Well, that they're actually analogues of creatures that inhabited, say, the plains of Africa millions of years ago, creatures that our ancestors may have encountered. So we may have a fossil memory of these things embedded deep within our DNA, and under certain conditions the human mind creates 3D images of these analogues.
That rocks my balls, yeah, that explanation. Puts you out of work, though.
Fossil memories don't leave footprints behind, Mr. Forrest. here we go. Let's get out here.
Why are we at Monkey World?
That wasn't Gerald Wiley's footprint up there, Blaze, but I'm happy to consider all plausible theories. As a reluctant student of Arthur Conan Doyle, I will dismiss all eventualities, however improbable, before entertaining the paranormal. You can put that line in your article.
Come again?
A monkey could have escaped.
Nice one, of course.
We do, I can assure you, take our jobs as paranormalists very seriously.
By the way, where are the other three?
Two of them are missing, and the others at Butlin's, dressed as a giant squirrel. Coming?
Yeah, I'll catch you up. Just gotta call me mother.
Yo, Charles.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. Listen, I'm gonna stay down here among the cider swillers a mite longer.
Yeah. Yeah, I just met me a prize case. We can really hang him out to dry.
He's so straight, it's perfect.
Straw-chewing yokel investigates things that go bump on the moors, like stealing money from your grandmother. Yeah, and I mean your grandmother. Yeah, smell you later.
Ian Murray. I wonder where you'd got to. What are you doing standing on that pile of crates? Put that beer down at once and get your squirrel head back on. Poor kiddies are scared enough without seeing you like that.
Sorry, Harold, I
was just taking a short break.
You were looking through that window. That's the women's showers. Oh, right, let's have a look.
Careful, you'll have a scrape up. Watch it!
Linda, are you there?
I'm just over here, Pete. Thank God you're safe. Can you get out?
No. The top of the sack's tied too tightly.
Montu, are you eating?
Yeah. There's an apple in the
top. Don't talk with your mouth full.
Sorry. Any idea where we are?
No. What does your GPS say?
Potato sack. You're in Nettle's reach, my beauty.
Wizard! What the hell have you got us tied up for? Let us out this very instant.
Not yet, maid. There's someone, or should I say something, what's dying to meet you.
If you hurt a hair on her head, I swear...
Listen, Pete. Everything's going to be all right. It's 1993, not the Middle Ages.
No, no, don't get agitated. It'll all be over soon, one way or t'other.
Can put all men present and correct, Dave. Colonel.
Okay, men. Now listen up. We have an intruder inside the perimeter, and at this time we think it's Bigfoot. It broke a window and perved into the women's showers. God knows we've all ogled the girlies, but damaging Butlin's property, I won't have that. Not on my watch. The Southwest Entertainment and Leisure Security and Safety Handbook, under code 432, directs us to use extreme force.
Really, Dave?
I think so, yes. Now, lock and load, soldiers. Corporal, bring the Doberman. We need something that can hunt by sight.
Look, Dave, General, I found red hair snagged on that tree. He must have gone that way, towards Conniger Tower.
Bag it, Corporal. Okay, men, we're at DEFCON 4, shoot to kill. We're gonna get us a Bigfoot today. Now stop your grinning and drop your lemon. Huh!
All present and correct then, Mr. Wilson, yes?
That's right, screening. No monkeys or apes missing. We pride ourselves on our security around here. None of these buggers have ever gotten over the wire. Not like Paynton. They found one of their llamas in Woolworth the other day, grazing on the pick and mix.
Okay, well, thank you.
Front gate's that way, past the bonobos. Keep your head down, though. They are incorrigible masturbators.
God, that's the cannon. It's the running.
Hedgehog screaming.
Hey, you startled me, madam.
I overheard you talking to that old coot, Wilson.
That's right. You are...
The name's Hannah Badgery. I work in the Monkey World gift shop.
Really? Oh, do you have any of those chimpanzee masks with the hinged lower jaw? I used to have one when I was a kid.
Never mind that. I've got something I want to tell you, Mr. Screening. Something you may find very interesting.
Well, I'm not sure that...
It concerns our furry friend.
Oh.
Come with me. Watch your step. Floor's a bit slippery.
Ooh.
We almost had him, men.
He must be 8 foot, Dave. Covered in hair and got big bushy tail and all. I wasn't expecting that. He sure can run. Why, oh, I just can't believe
it. You better believe it, Corporal. We're going to be the talk of the town when we drag a flippin' Bigfoot down Minehead High Street.
You know, I get the strange feeling. We're not hunting him. He's hunting us.
Pull yourself together, man. This'll be our finest hour. We'll get our picture in Soldier of Fortune. Come on, move out. We're closing in on him!
So then, Miss Badgery, what would you like to tell me?
Well, Mr. Screening, what I'm about to tell you is quite remarkable, but every word of it is true. And do call me Hannah.
Believe me, Hannah, I've seen and heard quite a few remarkable things in my time as a paranormalist. Please speak freely. Now, you mentioned something about our furry friend.
That's right. That creature on the moors. Brown Willy, they've been calling him. I know what... who it is.
Yes?
It's... he's my son.
Well, now, that's put a bit of salt on your tail, isn't it? Seems like we're only just out of port and the seas are far from calm for our paranormalist friends. Oh, it does make me laugh. That by Murray running for his life through the woods like that. Only he knew it'd take more than a bullet to... That boy is special, like his dad. And his grandfather. But that's a different kettle of fish. Talking of which, the water's boiled for me mackerel tea. Perhaps I'll see you beside the scuttlebutt.
www.paranormalist.co.uk